Look, the iPhone 8, as we mentioned, it's unveiling next week, and it's got a whole bunch of new features, I'm sure, very exciting to people who are really into iPhone 8 technology. They've got Siri able to detect other languages and actually translate from other languages into English or English into other languages. And there's also a Do Not Disturb driving blocker. Now, these are rather intriguing to me. The language translation sounds kind of fascinating. But at this point, given how much we've seen mobile phones develop from the old landlines to the bricks to today, how many features are really left to explore that people are actually going to be able to use?
Well, look, I think that what happens with Apple is very good, especially Apple are very good at bringing back each new model has an incremental change that is really just building up slightly on what users already are familiar with. So it's more just a cultural thing rather than an actual technology advancement. A lot of these innovations, I think they're not really, a lot of them are not very necessary, and a lot of them are just building up on things that we already are known familiar with. And I think Apple does that well. They manage people's ability to learn new technologies quite well and introduce them slowly. But I think the rate at which, you know, we feel that we need new technology is accelerating out of control, especially when you think how valuable the minerals and everything, the precious metals are that go into these handsets. So I think it's getting a little bit out of control, which is not to say that there's not some fabulous new innovations that do come out every now and then.
Now, obviously, with the iPhone 8 releasing, we're bound to see some stories about people camping out in front of stores, flocking into their great big Apple buildings in order to get their hands on the latest phone tech. How is it that they've become so desirable? You kind of mentioned cultural factors there, but how is it mobile phones, just mobile phones, which to me would seem like a tool rather than something that that is particularly desirable, how have they become so wanted by people?
That's a very good question. And I guess as someone that's done a PhD on mobile phones, to a degree, I get it. I get why people are interested in getting the latest model. And I think because they've become such a focus for us, they're an artifact that we hold in our hands, we're constantly looking at. But I think like the cult of Apple is a phenomenon into itself that actually has very little to do with the technology and perhaps has more to do with Apple's success as a brand in itself.
And obviously, I would think this kind of reflects a bit of our mobile phone addiction as well. Mobile phones, people are constantly staring at them. I'm not making a very original sort of observation on that. People are always on their mobile phones, always on social media. We see it on the trains. We see it just walking down the street. And with these kind of big releases, we see it once again. As a society, do we need to dial this addiction back a little bit?
Look, I think we're so immersed in it now that it would be very hard to kind of take it away from us and take a step back. But I think one of the things that is good to realise is that even when we are sort of sitting next to someone that and communicating with them via text, it still is increasing and enhancing communication between people. So it's getting people to talk to each other or communicate more, perhaps, not less. So in my opinion, I think I don't have a huge problem with the growing addiction we have with technology, although I must say I did a Nokia study a few years ago where we were using mobile phones to replace cigarettes to try and help people give up smoking, and that did work exceedingly well. So, you know, I think there are certain parallels with the mobile phone addiction that you could relate and correlate back to a smoking addiction as well.
And as somebody who's kind of studied this technology, again, going back to the fact that the iPhone 8 will be launching next week and there's a big hullabaloo about that, I would imagine iPhones and the Samsung technology are the two big players on the market at the moment. Is there a concern with monopoly on these kind of technologies? If one kind of phone is able to sort of push the other out of the market or push other models out of the market, is there a concern there about monopolies on mobile technology?
Well, I think, and as someone that has a lot of mobile phone patents myself and is seeing the iPhone 8 come out with, you know, blatant infringement of one of my patents, I must say I think that the whole mobile phone patent industry is what's interesting to see how they're able to control and what other people are allowed to produce and circulate in a technological space. So I think it's actually the mobile phone patent industry itself which is sort of going to have the monopoly, and that, of course, has a kickback to the two big players like Samsung and Apple. So I think it's interesting to follow the patents and see then how the technology kind of trails along after a patent's granted. So yes, there is a danger in monopolizing things, and I look forward to a time where we see more kind of patent, more openness with our right to design and develop technology as we please.
Well, Christine, thank you very much. Really appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about this one.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Have a great day.